Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on part two of Business Rock Hill, the Carolina Panthers, along with David and Nicole Tepper, joined together this month to present Rock Hill's Miracle Park with $700,000 in donations. $500,000 of those were from the Teppers, while the other $200,000 were from the Panthers and the NFL Foundation. Miracle Park board member David Williams said they are thankful for the donations.
The thing that I'm so proud of now, and when we look at the Panthers and the Teppers joining this community, to know they also have a heart for Miracle Park and all the people that are going to benefit from it. We welcome you to Rock Hill. Thank you for your support on behalf of me and everyone involved, and we can't wait to get out here and play some ball.
Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes said the beauty of the park is not what it will do for the city's special needs population.
But for what it has done for us as a people, it's made us realize that the world may be smaller in some ways, but our dreams, our opportunities, and the things we can do are much bigger in this community than any other that we know of.
State Representative Gary Simrell said he has earmarked $500,000 in the state's budget to go towards the park.
Now people wanting to be outdoors, the fact that we have Miracle Park in Rock Hill, which I hope is replicated around the state for what it is for residents with all abilities to be in our town is fantastic.
He said the park sets the standard for how to reach out to all aspects of the community.
Miracle Park is in and of itself a miracle. It was a culmination of state and private and local coming together.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.